I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Every morning when I wake up, every day when I dig into the news, if I'm not studying something else, sometimes I do have to study for future shows. If something that I have in mind and me, once I get a handle on it, I can come back and report it to you. But every day I go to my different places where I get my clips and find some stuff. And I don't know, it just feels like neoliberalism has run its course. It's like I've said before, that, you know, the extended middle is, they're losing the extended middle. The liberals are losing them, because people just don't want to be a part of this deceit, this outrageousness that seems to be happening. The way they word things, the way they love to create magic words and words that trigger. And what this is resulting in is the impoverishment mentally, physically, of large sections of the population. But to be in this position, they just, I don't know why, but they feel they have to dampen dissent. They have to lower expectations. They have to bring down the levels of personal freedom we have been used to. And I don't know why we tolerate it. People tolerate it. I mean, the best we can do is hashtag, the best we can do is a talk radio show. It's the best we can do. Because the wider population is being groomed or indoctrinated, subjected to the disciplines of an emerging surveillance state. And to push back against any dissent, ordinary people are being told that they must sacrifice personal liberty in order to protect public health, social security, or societal security. They're told that they must comply with approved words, ideas, and ideals that promote Marxist ideologies. Plain and simple. Unlike in the old normal of neoliberalism, an ideological shift is occurring whereby personal freedoms are increasingly depicted as being dangerous, all because they run counter to the party. They run counter to what they call a collective good. We all know about what the Great Reset has in store for us. We know that the so-called Great Reset envisages a transformation of Western societies, resulting in permanent restrictions on fundamental liberties and mass surveillance. It's all being rolled out under the benign term of Fourth Industrial Revolution. It's new communism, stakeholder communism. We're going to rent everything. We'll have no wealth. We'll all be fed genetically engineered food and government-generated propaganda. That'll feed your gut and your brain with low-quality, homogenized, tampered trash. Everything we're told we should accept from now on should be seen as a Trojan horse or a bomb hidden in plain sight, because things are changing rapidly and the globalists have such a short window to meet their goals of full-spectrum control. And we all know that the world government has been busy. We've been seeing the food transition that is underway. This will help the world body reach one of its sustainability goals. We're seeing the introduction of central bank currencies. It's another transition for more control of wealth. We are seeing censorship of free speech hiding behind strict hate speech penalties and clampdowns on protests. We're seeing alternative and independent whistleblowers and journalists being killed in order to silence anyone who wishes to expose corporate and government criminality. The new economy is a technotronic economy. It's a transhuman economy. It's dominated by a handful of tech giants. It's dominated by a handful of global conglomerates and e-commerce platforms. And there's going to be in the future tech giants that will face shutdown if any government sees them as propaganda centers that influence elections or the overall social strata, the social strata of the world. And this is why current events in the tech world need to be addressed tonight, because the steps for government takeover, internet takeover, are about to begin. Social reset is underway, and it's hiding behind the old excuse that it's for the greater good. This morning, I got the word that the House approved the legislation dubbed, it's called the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. And it's reported that what it's doing, it calls for China tech giant ByteDance to divest TikTok, and if they don't do it, then it will be effectively banned in the United States. This bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces an uncertain future as senators appear divided about the legislation. Now, there are many opinions about TikTok and its ties to China. Now, the way in which this bill was jammed secretly through the process is suspect, in my opinion. Also does not take into account the effect that it will have on our economy, because 7 million small businesses and 170 million Americans use the service. President Joe Biden created an official TikTok account in February as part of the election campaign, but he previously said that he would sign the bill if it's passed. And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged that the White House is providing technical support in crafting the legislation in the bill. Jean-Pierre said in a media briefing March 6th that once it's on legal standing, once it's in place where it can get out of Congress, the president is going to sign the bill. And again, this, in my opinion, demonstrates how out of touch this president is. And whoever and whoever's pushing this bill realizes that this is a foot in the door to shut down any website that the government feels is threatening them. You realize this. The TikTok ban bill is what it's being called, but there's more to it than that. It's HR 7521 if you want to look it up. Basically gives the executive branch of government the power to define any platform, website, or foreign-owned, even if domestic, giving them the ability to control, censor, or shut down a website. Anything published by a company they deem adversarial. I'll read you some of that law, and you'll understand where I'm coming from on this. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.